The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm joined in studio now by special correspondent for the Irish Independent, Paul Williams, because we're going to talk about Coolock. Now, you've been quite trenchant in your views. You've written about it. You've talked about shameful inaction by the government on immigration has created a void for fascists to fill in Coolock.
Absolutely. That's how they're being fueled, because, you know, they have this, you know, they claim that they are worried about the community and they spread this racist, poisonous ideology through the sewers of social media. There are lies and misinformation, and then they attract, like flies around a cow's backside, this little army of thugs who are just there for recreation, who are just there to beat up the police. And they have been allowed to get out of control because we have lost our control over immigration into this country, who's coming in and what's happening. Because when you see the proliferation and the erection of these glorified tented shanty towns around Dublin alone, it shows that they've lost control. I was talking to somebody in the IPA and International Protection Agency, and I said, you know, it looks like the system is under pressure. He said, the system isn't under pressure. It's not in chaos. It is collapsed. And these are people on the front line. So all of this, you know, a guard who I know who's involved in immigration was telling me last year, he said, it's getting ridiculous out here because there is a civilian immigration service out in Dublin Airport. He said, when certain people come out that the seasoned cops know are bluffers and are here for a different reason, they can send them back sometimes. But the immigration service will turn around once they give them a sob story or start shouting and roaring or creating the scene, then they let them go through to come into to town to check in as asylum seekers.
They're in, then they get a tent from one of the NGOs and they set it up somewhere.
But there is nothing being done about it. And the point about it is that when you the whole point is that if you lose control of a situation, any situation, for example, Pat, your house, you might have a spare room in your house, you know, and I don't want to sound anti-immigrant at all. I'm just talking about how people are reacting to this out on the streets. And they are saying, you know, we want people here, but we don't want to be taken for a ride. We don't want to be abused. We don't want to be accused of being racist or whatever. But if you have a certain space in your home, you'll give the space to somebody comes into your home. And then the next thing, you have people sleeping on the couch and then you have people sleeping on the floor. And this is an appalling situation.
But isn't that the kind of social media nonsense that's going around? The government is going to take your spare room. That's not going to happen.
I'm just using the metaphor of if you're coming, if you're letting somebody stay in your home or whatever. But what's happening is that the government have done absolutely nothing about it, and the people who take the brunt of all of this are the refugees themselves and the asylum seekers, and particularly the Gardaí. So everyone comes out in the street, has burned the place down, and attacked the cops. And it has just escalated out of all control. And you have all these good people in Coolock who are saying, you know, we want some consultation about this. But then you have this far-right, knuckle-dragging, conspiracy theory spouting fascists, wannabe Hitlers, spreading their lies and their hatred, and they are attracting these guys who are coming out now to smash the place up for a bit of fun.
There are many people in Coolock who say, this is not us, we are not those people. Kieran Cuddy went out there yesterday for the hard shoulder and observed some of the stuff that's scrawled on every available surface.
Coolock says no, concerned parents say no, women and children are not safe, we should be allowed to walk our streets, or we should be able to walk our streets, and then spray painted messages as well. Get them out, F them out, F the guards, F the government, rapists, pedos, nonsense, get the smell bags out. That says one of those messages, Irish only. Ireland is full, Irish only again. So an awful lot of those messages emblazoned on the barriers.
So that's what Kieran found when he looked around in Coolock. And, you know, ordinary Coolock people say, that's not us. But that stuff is written on their walls.
There's another dimension to all of this. And we saw this in the riots in Dublin last November. You know, if this energy that has been harnessed around the far right was harnessed in a different direction, and you brought all these people together to run out the criminals the white criminals who are terrorising whole communities across Dublin, working class communities where antisocial behaviour is rife and where the local criminal godfathers can do whatever they like. They could overnight, which is a much bigger problem. All these allegations about rapists and pedos and all of that, but the criminals who are actually doing damage to society, who are ours, who are white, they could harness that energy to take them. And you know why they don't? Because the criminals are totally involved in this as well. So the point about it is, again, the government needs to grab the nettle. And you know, from one side of it, from a law enforcement side, we need to take the gloves off. The vision of police being battered around, humiliated on the streets last week with no protective gear, it was a replication of what happened last November. And all of that is feeding into and emboldening these people, whereby they say, the guards are screwed, they have no power, they won't come near us, we can do what we like. And like the piece in the Sunday Independent by a guard who was out there, anyone who hasn't read it should read it, because who are interested in this. And basically said, we were defenceless. We had no riot helmets. We had no shields. We were like lambs to the slaughter. There was palpable fear in the ranks.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know who organised the deployment and in what order, but you don't really go in heavy initially, do you, in any operation like that? You go in with the soft hats and all of that initially and hope it doesn't. Once you see the public order unit, you're likely to provoke an escalation.
Absolutely. But the thing that we saw last week was that this was really building up. It took over 4 hours for the public order unit to be deployed. What this officer wrote in the Sunday Independent basically is saying, we were left, the public were sold a narrative by the government and by the commissioner that everything was under control and we did everything we could. Now, remember, these are all very volatile situations. So, you know, best played plans in war, you know, last until the battle starts. But the point about it is, from an early stage, they were dancing around the cops on the ground. They were threatening them. They were attacking them, cajoling them, throwing stuff at them. Whenever that happens, the police officer who is empowered by the state to use physical force should basically take out his baton and curtail that person. Either have to hit him a smack of the baton, curtail him, arrest him, put him in cuffs and bring him away. That's what should have been done, because we are losing control. These guys are getting a chance. You know, we now have a situation across Dublin on TikTok and all of that where local thugs and young lads who want a bit of recreation and a bit of fun, you know, have rocks, have balaclava, have petrol bomb, will travel. And now you have a situation whereby this has become a sort of recreational expression or a recreational pursuit for a lot of kids, because the summer holidays are on and they have nothing else to do. And a lot of these thugs, because that's all they are, who are gathering around this cause of attacking immigrants and talking about racism, they come from dysfunctional homes to begin with, yeah, where their parents teach them no respect for law,
harnessing the energy against the gangsters of, but the gangsters are well armed. I mean.
No, but I'm making. I'm being disingenuous, Pat.
Yeah, no, because I mean, taking on a few hapless refugees is not difficult. You know, people who come here with nothing, who are living in tents, having a go at them is easy. Having a go at the Kinnan, etc.
Yeah, but my point
is,
if you're wrapping the Irish flag around you, the tricolour, and you're saying I'm a patriot like these gobshites do, here's a way the patriotism can start. And if you're worried about your community, get rid of the scumbags who are destroying the quality of life, the people who are trying to drag your kids into the world of crime, into that vortex. And more people have been dragged into the drug dealing vortex around the country. It doesn't happen, and I was being disingenuous, because the criminals are involved in all of this as well.
Now, to what extent do you believe a lot of this is what you've called recreational rioting? I was looking at that documentary about the Euros in Wembley, where England were playing Italy. And, I mean, the security forces, the police, lost the plot entirely. They were overwhelmed by the yobbery. It was cocaine-fueled, a lot of it, and drink-fueled, a lot of it. The documentary on Netflix is just terrifying, but it shows when you get a mob mentality, what can happen.
But also what we're seeing more and more of, there's one of the big criticisms internally within our Garda Síochána is that it has been turned into another branch of Her Majesty's police constabulary. A lot of people would say, who are experts in policing, that we should not be following the example of the Brits at all. Yes, when a situation occurs, you have to, the first job of a cop is to restore peace and order and negotiate peace and order. But when you are faced with this overwhelming or this attempt to start mass protest and turn it into a riot and mass destruction, then you have to be in a position to take them on and hoover them up off the streets. Like, also,
do we have the resources?
I don't think we do. I don't think An Garda Síochána certainly hasn't kept up with the demands of the modern society that we live in. And I think, in fairness to him, Drew Harris has been making that point. The Garda Síochána should be much bigger in force. The big, big problem again, Pat, is going back to this, that all of these thugs and the right-wing thugs who are leading and leading this army of rioters and miscreants, they all know about the collapse of morale within An Garda Síochána. As I said in the piece I wrote in the Indo yesterday, the first well-deserved smack of a baton a lot of these guys get, they will run to GSOC and they will run to make a complaint about police brutality. When you were looking at the cops in the first, or the Gardaí in the first clips that were coming out of on social media last week from this riot, last Monday, you could see them literally looking over their shoulders. Because, and assistant
and
commissioner...
And we saw that in the riot in Dublin, by the Michael, way, afraid to engage.
Michael O'Sullivan, who is one of the most respected police officers this country ever produced, he was the former assistant commissioner, but he was also the director of Europe's drug enforcement, maritime drug enforcement agency. He actually broke ranks yesterday and said, you know, he acknowledged that the reason why An Garda Síochána, the guards on the ground, are not engaging, because not getting the leadership, number one, and number two, it's because they're afraid of their lives have been suspended and punished. And the gougers, the rioters, those brave, patriotic young thugs throwing stones and rocks at them, know all about this. The ones that can read, who if they read the Sunday Independent on Sunday, would say, this has given us great succour. We're winning the war. And these armchair fascist wannabe Hitlers sitting back, pulling and putting the... creating the chaos and mayhem, are enjoying everybody. Love it.
There's all sorts of stuff going around, and I don't know how many ordinary people tend to believe this stuff about the elites who and the great replacement theory and all the rest. This is one woman featured on The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddy who identified as a concerned citizen.
And from what I know, and it's on film, it was the Gardaí that are climbing in over the ladder burning this.
You think the guards are setting the fires?
I don't know, but that's what I've been told, and it would not surprise me.
Why wouldn't that surprise you?
Because there's an agenda happening here.
What agenda?
Do your independent research, and you listen back to all the information that's there. It's not hidden, as the Masonic leaders say, hidden in plain sight. If you just peel back a Band-Aid, you would be amazed at what's going on.
Trump supporter, if I ever heard one.
Well, there you go. The Gardaí climbing over the wall of Crown Paints on their ladders and setting fire to the place.
Here's the thing. The guards wouldn't probably even have a bloody ladder because they didn't even have riot shields or helmets, for God's sake. Who would give them ladders? But that's the problem. All of this seems... this kind of transformation and shift in society seems to have taken place during the lockdown, where these conspiracy theories... Conspiracy theories, of course, are used by people who are intellectually lazy because they don't want to think things through. But it illustrates that the Gardaí, in this case, should not be the only agency having to deal with this nonsense. The Gardaí should not be the people have to become the punch bag. That's the point of it.
What's government the alternative, though? Did the army in support of the civil power?
You equip a proper riot squad and you hoover those guys off the street. You batter them off the street if they have to be. That's what it's about. And we've got to a stage now where we want to wrap them in bubble wrap and duvets and you're misunderstood. These guys, a lot of these kids, unfortunately, are lost to the system. They become from dysfunctional homes where it becomes everybody else's fault except theirs. Their parents have instilled them with no kind of standards or basic rules of engagement with society. You know, they don't have any respect for any other citizens. You see it more and more and more on the streets all the time. And people are talking about it. And they're being attracted to this.
But this kind of hopeless, Paul, that these kids are lost for life, that they've no hope. See, a lot of them may be like those rioters that I saw on the documentary about the final attack on Wembley. where it was just great crack. They, under cover of their numbers, they did things they probably never would have done on their own.
Well, there are different cohorts within your social disruptive body, so to speak. You'd have a very large group of kids that just want a bit of crack, recreation. But then you have a smaller but very, very significant group within the within that who are basically career antisocial thugs who are there to cause mayhem and trouble. And then you have, at the centre of it all, you have these fascists and Hitler, wannabe Hitlers.
But you know that Sinn Féin are going to come out with this new policy, which is kind of an about turn on their part.
Flip-flop again, my God, that's a surprise. That's a surprise for Sinn Féin.
They want an audit of all the facilities in any area in the country where a migrant centre might be set up. And unless it passes this audit, then the centre may not be set up. And I recall interviewing Mary Lou MacDonald a couple of weeks ago, and she said that their fall in support was not due to people becoming kind of racist and anti-migrant that used to be their supporters. She denied having that kind of support in her party. But it seems that this move is designed to lure those people back to the party.
But when you hear, you know, thousands of people gathering and chanting Sinn Féin are traitors, of course it had something to do with that. And like, they're a populist party, so they're obviously adjusting and flip-flopping to sort themselves out in the eyes of the public. But you have to remember, one of their local election candidates in the north side of Dublin famously tweeted, you know, F the guards. That's my tweet. That's the quote from him. And he was running the local elections. So how do you, you know, adjust those views? How do you?
I mean, we have to somehow come back from the brink. The Gardaí, presumably they find many of these areas no-go areas for them. What is to be done about a force that is not welcome in a community?
That is the question. One of the main questions is, first of all, you become welcome in a community if they take on the criminals who are causing the problems in the first place. The people who are creating the atmosphere whereby people do not want the guards in their community. You take them out of the picture robustly. But also then the government must try and find a way of compromising between, you know, allowing and adhering to our human rights obligations internationally and the concerns of the communities. Because all we're doing, in the ultimately, is we're giving these guys a platform. We're giving them a flag of convenience, and we're politicising thuggery.
A couple of comments here. Ireland has made a noble effort to accommodate Ukrainian and other refugee groups, and rightly so. But there's no shame in saying to the world that we've reached our limit. It's worse to pretend that we have no limit for the sake of some grand act of national virtue signalling. That's from Ed. Another one, though, taking you on. That fella on there, that's you, Paul, says we should get riot police and batter these fellas off the street. Isn't it amazing when the public use violence, he's horrified by it, but he's no problem with the guards using it?
The guards don't use enough of it. We saw it back in November. The whole city of Dublin went on blaze because the guards were afraid to take them on. So what do we want to do? What are the police there for? Are they there to enforce the law? Because they are the legitimate authority of the state. The thugs are not, they're not a legitimate authority, they're authority unto themselves. And they're there to create mayhem. They're nihilists. They just want to burn the place down. Isn't it amazing? They're arguing against and claiming that they're objecting to you know, asylum seekers. And what did they do? They burned their own country down.
On that note, Paul Williams, author and special correspondent for the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining me in the studio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.